Welcome aboard, folks. I'm back from last week. I was not here, and my dear friend and shipmate, Ron Kukul, and, of course, former presidential candidate Merlin Miller was his guest. I listened to the show, and you guys did a yeoman's job, as well as the people that called in. I thank you very, very much for a very professional and great show. Thank you both. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. Mahmoud El Yosef is my guest. I will bring him up in just a moment, but I got to get some Liberty business done, a little bit of RBN business, and then we'll get him on air right away. This is a very important guest, and we've had a lot of them on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth on RBN. I don't know of any other station that gives it out like RBN does, folks. And always remember, RBN's got a little drive going, you know, so if you want to give a few bucks or whatever, please do it. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org and put a few bucks in the bucket and keep this fine radio show even finer so we can reach more people out there in radio land. I do this show, folks, because of the gratitude I have to my shipmates, the fallen ones that died trying to help others live. They were murdered by the State of Israel on June 8, 1967. And 174 others were wounded, including myself. Now, as long as I live, I'm never going to get or forgive what Israel did to us in a sneak attack on the best friends they've ever had in the world, the United States of America. Now, folks, when they attacked our ship, they did not just attack the USS Liberty in international waters off the coast of Sinai, 12 miles off the coast, by the way, flying our American flag as always. The Israelis identified us as American and friendly and knew we were there, and they attacked us anyway. Tried to sink us or murder everybody aboard. The key part of this, folks, is this. When they attacked our flagship, a United States ship in international waters, doing what our government had ordered us to do, they attacked all of America. All of you out there, not just the USS Liberty, but all of you. It was an act of war. It was war crimes against the crew of the USS Liberty, shooting at our only three life rafts. The old man told us we were going to abandon ship. We put the only life rafts left out of a crew of 294. Only three life rafts were left, and guess what? They shot two of them out of the water and took one aboard their boat as a trophy of their kill of American sailors and Marines and civilians aboard one of the greatest ships in history, the USS Liberty. USS Liberty had over 850 cannon rocket holes in it, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets, a 40-by-40-foot hole in the starboard side, shot at us by five torpedoes off of three torpedo boats. Thank God only one of them hit us. Napalm was burning us up. We'll be right back, folks. Support your sponsors on RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can't handle truth. See you in a second.
Eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to...
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on this Saturday, the 17th of November. And it's been a trying couple days, what's going on in the Gaza right now. And is this the end run? Is this the run for a fight with Syria and Iran? Probably. You hear it all over the place. I've been looking at the news all day, trying to get as informed as I can. You know, folks, you know about the USS Liberty, but you got to know about what the Palestinians are going through, for God's sakes. They live in an open-air concentration camp on this little piece of land about twice as big as the Washington, D.C. They have no food. They have to go to food banks to get their food. They barely got electricity. They have nothing. They have no jobs. And they're in a concentration camp at the hands of Israel. And our government is supporting this. That's right, folks. The United States of America supports Israel. And de facto, that's why the people around in the Muslim world hate Americans. And that's just the way it is. I hate to say that, but it's a fact. You know, when our ship got attacked by Israel, it was covered up by none other than our government and the government of Israel. They said it was a mistaken identity, and our government has used that lie for the last 45-plus years. You go to the Congress, they said, well, it's been investigated 12 times. Well, they're liars. It's never been investigated. So the moral to this story is they got by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder on an American ship. They call it an accident. And to hell with the crew. That's what happened. Now, I want to thank Dan, our board operator for RBN. Excellent person. Very professional. Thank you, Dan, for doing your duties tonight. I want to especially thank Kat Faber for her songs. And you go to USS Liberty Songs, YouTube, USS Liberty Songs, and listen to her, this beautiful woman, sing. She's got a voice of an angel. And I thank her husband, Rick, and also for, you know, getting guests and lining up fine guests like our guests coming on here in just a moment. And, you know, Ron Kukle, he does a great job of that. So does James Morris. I appreciate all their help very much. And, you know, go to James Morris' site at ushijack.com, ushijack.com. And also, excuse me, I'm trying to run through this quick because I want to give as much time to my guests as I can. But go to John Gadusko's site. That's the finest site you'll ever come across on the Internet or anywhere else. John was a former communications officer aboard the USS Liberty, one of the finest gentlemen around, I guarantee you that. Go to his site, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Go to that site and get some of the up-to-date information, the best information you'll ever get about the USS Liberty and other topics. Well, folks, again, we're going to get back to this war that's going on against the Palestinians with unmatched F-16s, rockets and cannons and phosphorus and all the other stuff that they use against these people that they're jam-packed into a concentration camp and they're being attacked. I know it works on both sides. They're sending rockets over from the Gaza. Well, everybody says Israel has a right to protect themselves. Well, so does the Palestinians, my God. Don't they have a right of self-protection? If they got to use bottle rockets or whatever, they have a right to protect themselves. What are they supposed to do? Lay down and let Israel just mow them over like they did Rachel Corrie and call it an accident? Come on, folks. We're smarter than that. We're not that stupid. You know, our blind support for Israel from our Congress and everybody else is going to, you know, I'll tell you, it puts a target on every American's back. Believe me, traveling or whatever, these militant terrorists, guess what they're going to do? They're going to come after Americans and Brits. Everybody that supports Israel, they're going to target. That's just a fact of life, folks. Get used to it because that's what's going to happen. Believe me, they're going to get payback, and they will get their payback. Mahoud El Yosef, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Hi, Phil.
How you doing? I want to thank you, sir, for coming on. Your voice counts, and especially this radio station, RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can't handle the truth. And I want to thank you, sir, for your service to our country and the United States Air Force. I also want to thank you, your son, for serving in Iraq. I believe he was in the United States Army, if I'm correct. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, he was. He served his 6 years, and now he's out. Okay, thank you for having me, Phil, and thank you for your service, too. I'm glad you made it. You survived the assault in USS Liberty, or the massacre in USS Liberty, I should say.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm glad my other shipmates did, too, and I'm glad that people like you and others we've had on our show, like Adlai Stevenson and Pete McCluskey, former congressman, just on and on and on, very important people, just like yourself. And I wanted to talk to you, first of all, about this letter you got from Danny Levy. Is that correct? You got a letter from him?
No, actually, Phil, I did get the phone call on August 13th after the Ugly Truth and other website and publication published a piece I wrote, we should attack Israel, not Iran, and I gave several reasons, make the argument, and basically to provoke people thinking, like, what on earth did Iran do to us to deserve the attack? And I gave up many reasons where Israel is the one should be our target, and obviously a few hours after it was published by the Ugly Truth, the phone rang at home. I did answer it, and this gentleman who spoke to me with a British accent says, "Are you Mahmoud El Yosef?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "You're walking dead man." And I start talking to him, and my wife realized the seriousness of the call. She recorded the conversation, which lasted about 10 minutes. And then she used different phone to call the local police department, which is like about 3 minutes from where I live. When the police arrived, the man was still in the phone. I was trying to, you know, to find more and more information about him. He did reveal that he served in the Israeli armed forces. He's married to an American. He spoke with a heavy British accent, and I said, why are you harassing me? Why aren't you writing the ugly truth and respond to it in a civilized manner as opposed to violating my civil rights and my constitutional right for free speech? And he wasn't convinced, and then I said, how are you proposing to kill me? Are you going to come with a machine gun? Are you going to put a bomb around my house or booby trap my car? He said, you will know it before you see it. I said, you know, I have to remind you that I have a terrorist free zone sign in the front of my house, and I do shoot above the waistline, and you should do yourself a favor, whoever you're sending, you should buy life insurance because I'm a sharpshooter. He started laughing, and that was the end of it. I mean, it was serious, that threat. I did notify Mark Glenn about it immediately, and he said from my description he sounded like the man who ran into you in a Holiday Inn in California and made a threat against you and your wife, and the same fella who threatened Mark Glenn a few months prior. There was a gentleman from the West Coast who have his own blog, his name is John Friend, also received a letter from the same man with a JDL address, making similar threats and also making reference about me in his letter to John Friend blog. Now, the first thing I did, of course, I did talk to the local police and file a complaint with the local FBI office and sent Gabby, my son, uploaded into a flash disk. We gave it to the police, and we made sure that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security knew about it. I did give further evidence and proof from conversation with you, with John Young, with John Friend, I'm sorry, and Mark Glenn, identifying the individual, where he lives, and other threat made against people, three other American citizens, one of whom is veteran also, like yourself, that this man should not be getting away with this, and it is federal crime to threaten the life of someone else. And the last time I remember somebody threatened the president in email, they nabbed him right away, and he's serving time in jail for threatening the life of the president. Well, we're not the same statue, but we are an American citizen, and the law applies to everybody, and the FBI should have went directly to the guy and nab him and investigate him and interrogate him for violating our civil rights and violating the law. As far as I know, they said, don't call us, we'll call you. And so, knowing that they may not do anything about it, I did upload it and put it in YouTube under the title of JDL Death Threat. Hoping it would generate interest and raise public awareness.
Hang on, Mahu. We've got a break coming up. Folks, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll take calls at the bottom of the hour. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, it's finally the official back to Washington.
Welcome back, folks. We go to Your Voice Counts for the next few minutes, and then we got a pretty long run, about 17 minutes or so. And thank you again, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful songs. I appreciate it very much, what you do for us and the USS Liberty, the crew of the USS Liberty. I couldn't do this show without you. Really couldn't, Kat. Thank you very, very much for what you do for all of us. Now, Mahmoud, I got to ask you a question here. Have you had any more contact with any more ADL or AIPAC type people? And if so, are you going to report it to the FBI again, or are you just going to forget it?
Not going to forget it. Basically, my next step would be signing a petition to law enforcement agency. I haven't decided which one to send it to. More than likely, it's the FBI because it's a federal crime. And send it to a large group mailing list asking people to sign it and let the FBI or Department of Homeland Security know that there are four Americans have been threatened by some individual who identify himself with ADL since August 13th, and the man is still in the loose. And we have a law here in the United States that the FBI, under the law, is obligated to investigate every single lead that have something to do with terrorism. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Jews, or what have you. It shouldn't make any difference your faith or ethnicity. If you are using domestic terrorism, you should be a subject for investigation, and you should be held accountable. We have, federal law dictate that, and we have the Patriot Act, and the FBI is obligated. Otherwise, they should be guilty with their election of duty because they let someone individual get away with it after threatening four U.S. citizens with death, basically.
Okay, now
and
it sounds to me like...
the petition will spark more interest from local media or national news organization that they pursue the story.
I understand totally, and I agree with you that you know, when you do that to somebody else and you threaten their life or their family or their possessions, it is the duty of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate. There's no doubt about it. Let's hope that you stay safe and nothing like that happens again, because it is unnerving. I know that. I've went through it myself. I just regret my wife had to be there to listen to this guy ramble on. I won't even give him the credit of talking about it much more. But listen, let's jump forward here to the last couple of days, what's going on in Gaza, and what this could escalate to, and what do you think is going to happen?
What's going to happen, basically, is Israel now engaged in hostile action against 1.7 million people in Gaza Strip. It's like 10 by 2 miles radius, 20-mile radius. They have been bombing them for the last 8 days. 500 targets have been hit. As far as casualty, the last 24 hours, I was monitoring it. 22 people have been killed, 14 civilian, 17 civilian, and 14 of them children. One mother pregnant with twins were among the victims. I've seen images in Facebook and statuses. It's very heartbreaking. Israel has threatened effective today that they will cut off electricity and water and all means of communication, basically internet and phone service. However, it seems to me that the resistance in Gaza is far beyond everybody's expectation. They were able to fire back with missile far-reaching effect that hit Tel Aviv for the first time ever since Saddam Hussein sent 39 Scud missile into Tel Aviv back during the Gulf War I. And they were able to send the missile that reached Jerusalem, and it fell not far off from the Israeli Knesset. Now, Israel all of a sudden is begging Hamas and the Palestinian resistance to agree to a truce. As far as ground invasion, I mean, it is possible, but the Israeli are feeling them out, and obviously from the latest development, it appeared to me it's going to be suicidal for the Israeli try to enter Gaza, because they're going to fight them to death. They're going to eat them alive, like the term we use, and they're going to turn Gaza into a Jewish cemetery, basically, if the Israeli manage or chose to go into ground invasion, full force.
Well, I think it is going to, it'll probably end up that way. I hope it doesn't, that they don't invade Gaza, but it's a very strong possibility.
I doubt it very much indeed, Phil, because from the latest development on news from the field, that the U.S. government is urging every government in the region, every organization, to talk to Hamas to agree to a ceasefire or a truce. This is kind of unusual. Usually it comes from the other way around. And even when Egypt sent the prime minister yesterday, Friday, Israel decided not to bomb Gaza on Friday because the prime minister of Egypt was there. Once he left, they resumed the shelling, and they basically hit over 500 targets. I mean, every time you hit target there, this is a crowded concentration camp. Like you said earlier, you're going to kill innocent people no matter what. And it's for the first time ever in Tel Aviv, 3.5 million people are living in bomb shelter.
Okay, Mahmoud, hang on. We're going to go back to a break. Folks, support your sponsors at RBN. They're great people. They can, they got great products. So go ahead and buy them. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. This is Phil Turney. Your voice counts. We'll see you in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on RBN. Appreciate you listening in. If you want to call in for sure, go to 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, another question for you, sir, is this. If cooler heads do prevail, which I hope they do, and they don't invade Gaza with ground troops, because, of course, that's going to widen everything up in that area in the Middle East, and it's going to inflame all the surrounding Arab countries, especially Egypt. And you mentioned that that the Egyptian prime minister went to Gaza, and they stopped bombing, and then they resumed it. Now, they're not dealing with Mubarak anymore. He's gone. You know, he was a stooge. He was a stooge. Now they're dealing with a different kind of people in Cairo that stand by their brothers and sisters in the Gaza. So, with that message being sent to Israel via Egypt, do you think that's enough to stop this all-out massacre?
Yes, it would, and let me explain why. The president of Egypt, the current president of Egypt, is not like Mubarak. See, he has the right to open the border. This is sovereign nation, no longer Babbitt being its policy dictated in Washington and Tel Aviv. Once the border, the Rafah border, south of Gaza, open, then they will be able to take casualty there, treatment, medical supply, whatever they needed, logistic. And with that in mind, they will be able to resist the Israeli more, and they will be fighting voraciously because the Israeli soldier going there, they're invading, they trespasser, basically. And they're not going to fight, they're not going to be motivated the same with the fighter there, who's fighting there to defend his family, his home, himself. to protect himself. It's, I mean, they saying you open the gate to hell to Israel, meaning Hamas and the resistance, you're going to be the price. Basically, if you come, and we would love either to die for the sake of God defending ourselves and our land, or we will be victorious, one of the two, and they prefer the second one. That's basically what's going to happen. Israel is bluffing, and Netanyahu, he didn't know what to do. Basically, he's begging the United States to put pressure in the Saudi and Egypt to have a settlement or negotiate truce between him and Hamas. And trust me, if he were having the upper hand, he wouldn't even be calling for a truce if things going his way. Because keep in mind, I mean, they're firing missile in Tel Aviv, and this is the heart center of Israel. This is the basically 3.5 million people there living, half of Israel living there. This is, you know, the fact capital of the world. They consider it, and they try to promote it as such, and he's under a lot of pressure.
I understand. I understand he is. And that is understandable. Again, I hope cooler heads prevail and not many more lives will be taken. And
I would like to point two things, though, before we shift to another topic, that Israel is the one who shattered the truce. Israel, the one who assassinated the Hamas military leader, whom they often regard as the one who can enforce the truce. And he was in his way with the truce proposal to start effective in 3 hours, and they assassinated him from there. And it actually it started in August 8th when they killed a child, who's a young man who's mentally challenged, was walking by the fence in Gaza side. And then the next day they killed two people playing soccer. One of them was wearing his favorite team, Real Madrid, uniform. I wrote a letter to Real Madrid and posted in their website that I know they play not only soccer, but they inspire people. They should really denounce the Israeli war crime against children, and especially that one who was one of their fans living in Gaza, 12 years old, Palestinian, and went even to the Israeli Defense Forces website and let them have a piece of their mind.
I understand totally, and you know, we do have a caller coming in, Patrick, or excuse me, Mahmoud. His name is Patrick in Kansas, and we always like to get our callers on because they take the time to call in, and they want to talk to you and ask you questions. So let's bring up Patrick in Kansas, please.
Hello there. This is Patrick in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, but, Kansas City, Missouri.
Anyway,
welcome to the show.
Hello there. I didn't know you had a guest on here. This is something to do with Israel and one of our ships. Is it okay to say something about it?
Absolutely.
Okay. This was an article in the Spotlight years ago. You may not even know about it. But this was when, remember when Kennedy was not going to let Israel have atomic weapons?
Yes.
Anyway, but Israel had a fit about that. But we went and gave a whole shipload of what do you call it, the purified uranium? I know, like, you know.
Uranium.
What? Yeah, anyway.
It was stolen from Pennsylvania, actually.
Well, yeah, it is the stuff that's just about ready to go to put in your reactors and things. Well, the whole ship disappeared, the crew and everything. And they didn't know where it went. They couldn't find anywhere, and they basically gave up. But there was a sailor that was on leave in Israel. Now, I don't know if you've been on a ship before. You know, there's things about each ship that you recognize. You know, like where the, say, the 20 millimeters are placed, or the K-guns, or mouse traps, or a certain dent, or, I mean, you can tell your ship, you know. But anyway, the sailor was on leave there, and he saw this here ship, this big old merchant marine ship, and it didn't have any numbers on it. Well, he got to asking around, and he talked to a lot of people, said, that was really funny. This ship come in here like 6 months ago, and you could tell that all the numbers on the ship had been painted out. And so they just put the, they docked the thing there and just left it there. Well, you know, investigation then found out this was this merchant marine ship, and when it happened, Israel took that ship, killed all the people on it, and took all that uranium back to Israel and unloaded it from the ship and parked the ship there. Oh, I don't know how many crew is on a merchant marine vessel, but I'm sure it's probably quite a few.
Well, it just
depends.
You
want me to respond to that, Phil?
Yes, I do. I'd like to hear something.
Yeah, I am not familiar with this story, but I'm familiar with similar one from written by former Congressman Paul Finley from the state of Illinois. He's a Republican. He has a distinguished career, served over 20 years. He spoke of similar incidents. Cited where during the 73 war, the Israeli government requested certain kind of weapon from the Pentagon, and the Pentagon said we do not have it. And the same day, Israel sent a message back to the Pentagon telling them exactly where the weapon is located, the amount of weapon they have. It was in Hickam Air Force Base in Honolulu, Hawaii. That was in his book, The Dirty Speak Out. It was published in 1985. I did read it. So with that in mind, if they know all the stuff, wouldn't be surprised to me that they did that with the uranium. I know that they stole it, but I don't know how, and nothing really surprised me. I mean, they almost did the same stuff to the USS Liberty, basically sink it and blame it on someone else and get away with it.
Yes.
This requires more digging, really, in my butt. I know there was uranium stolen from Pennsylvania into Israel during Kennedy administration. But I don't recall how it was stolen.
Well, it's one thing stealing this enriched uranium, but sending the whole crew of a ship to the bottom just to steal this here ship and then load it over in Israel, that just goes to show these people will kill anybody to get their way. They don't care about anyone except themselves.
I tell you what, they get away with it in 67, they get away with it in 2003 with Rachel Khouri, they get away with it when they took a former congressman from the state of Georgia, former U.S. congressman, as hostage for a week, Cynthia McKinney, and they get away with it when her dad called the State Department and they told him, don't call us, we'll call you. And she was there for a week, international water, she got kidnapped by the Israeli Navy.
No kidding. I didn't hear about that, I don't think. Well, it's nice talking to you.
Yeah, 2009, just Google Cynthia McKinney and...
I'm familiar with that. Cynthia McKinney, right, yeah. Yeah, okay, I'll read that again. Well, thank you very much.
He's one who punched in Capitol Hill.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on the air, and I hope someone would do something about, you know, researching this thing some more about that merchant marine ship, because that is... just awful for them to get away with something like that.
I never heard of it, but
It's in the archives somewhere of the, you know, the Spotlight newspaper, which is now the American Free Press.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Thank you for your interesting news, and I will get on that with the Spotlight, now the American Free Press. And find out what's going on, but that's what you just said is that Israel assassinated a crew of Americans, and I'd never heard of it before, but anything is possible when you come to the state of Israel. As you said, Patrick, they will do anything to anybody. All they care about is themselves, and that's it, period. Okay, we got Nick from Hawaii. Nick, thanks for calling in. I hope you have a beautiful day in Hawaii. Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you, Phil. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead, sir.
Great. Yeah, a very interesting call from Patrick, and your guest has got some great info. I always come back to Admiral Moore's quote that the American people would rise up in arms if they knew the grip that Israel has on this country. It's unlimited, as you just said. They completely control this country. They have for at least 100 years. Regarding the Kennedys, there's an interesting piece by Grant Smith, and he details how not only did they want a weapons program, which JFK opposed, but Bobby Kennedy was the attorney general, and he was engaged in the struggle to force IPAC's predecessor, the American Zionist Council, I think it's the AZC, he was trying to force them to register as the agent of a foreign nation. Both the Kennedys ended up dead, and of course, they never registered as a foreign agency, and they've gone on to dominate Congress since the Israelis murdered Kennedy. Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, details all of the tie-ins between Israel and her agents and the murder of President Kennedy. I just wanted to add that. There's no limit to the control they have, and people who want to minimize it or talk about other entities such as corporations and stuff are taking their eye off the ball. And their attitude towards everybody else goes back to the Talmud, and that is a topic that needs increasing coverage, discussion, and understanding, because that's the heart of the matter. Nobody else counts. They can do what they want.
Mahmoud, go ahead and answer that if you'd like.
Well, Nick, just, I don't know what else to add to what he said. Basically, that's the ugly truth, what he just stated to us and to your listener. Basically, they have America by the throat. They control the media, 97%+ either Jewish owned or controlled. They own the banking system. They dominate who should be nominated for president. They control the State Department and, to a greater extent, our part of the military. So anything that the State of Israel does or the Jewish lobby does, they get trained check, and they dictate, they're the one who dictate the policy. And their media basically dance to their music. So they choose to cover the story. Like, for instance, when they murder a young 23-year-old American citizen for standing in the front of bulldozer with bill horn and fluorescent jacket, and the guy obviously could see her in cold blood. The media sided with Israel. They said she's a terrorist sympathizer, and she asked for it to get it.
Absolutely.
Sad. It makes your blood boil.
It does. Now, another thing that is so prevalent, and it's, you know, this is big news here in America and around the world, is Petraeus, General Petraeus, a former CIA head. Is he caught in a honey trap like President Clinton was by Monica Lewinsky? Do you think the Israelis have anything to do with this affair, with these two women, money, deceit? You know, Petraeus not only deceived his family and himself and his wife, he deceived America and all it stands for in this very high position. And how can anybody that is below him in service look up to their commanders and have any respect for them at this day and age is almost impossible to believe. What do you think about that one?
Let me tell you, MoveOn.com 2 years ago or 3 years ago warned us in a big ad that shook the whole country, General, don't betray us. He did, after all.
Go ahead, Nick.
Biden?
Yeah, there was a report that in a committee hearing he had said that Israel is an impediment or a problem in terms of America's foreign policy, that Israel was a ball and chain, something to that effect.
Yes, he did. And even Abe Foxman from JDL did attack him, and he considered him not friendly to Israel. So they want to get rid of him anyway.
Well, Paul Finley Paul Finley in his book talked about, you know, he was a supporter of Israel. But the mildest question about aid to Israel was sufficient to have him targeted and removed, even though he supported Israel. You know, if you weren't 110% in favor of everything Israel said and asked for, then you were a liability and had to go.
I mean, Nick, that's the same thing that happened to Pete McCluskey, former congressman from California. John Hostetler, the same thing happened to him from Indiana. And listen,
from Illinois.
Yes, absolutely. And if they want to keep their job in Congress, they know who their master is, and they follow that master no matter what. And, you know, something that I still can't get over is is when Netanyahu who was here and went before our Congress and getting 29 standing ovations in our government, in the bowels of our government, was almost unbelievable to me to see that happen. And he took that and ran with it and is still running with it. So, yes, this country is run by a foreign power. Our money is taken over. Our lives are taken over by this state called Israel. And I'm afraid, I just hope to God it doesn't take down America. We got a break coming on, folks. Hang on. Real news, real talk, real people on RBN, because you can't handle the truth. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts with Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, and our special guest today, Mahmoud El Yosef. I want to say one thing before we bring on our next guest. Folks, if the USS Liberty, the truth about the USS Liberty would have come out in 1967, we wouldn't be in the position we are right now. And that's a fact. In 1967, during the Six-Day War, it was a land grab, and that's all it was. And that's what Israel wanted, and that's what they got, a land grab. They stole the land they're on now, and they're keeping it, and they're taking more and more each day. Ted from Georgia, please come on air, sir. You're up next.
Doing. I want to interject something here about the identity of Israel. I've been a student of the Bible for more than 50 years, and they masquerade as the true Israel of Bible history. Well, I can tell you they are not so. The only place you find the Jews in the Old Testament with Babylon, the corruption that produced the Talmud, okay? The only place in the New Testament you'll find Jews is the Pharisees who came out of Babylon, okay? Now, they masquerade as the true people of Israel, as God's chosen people, the apple of God's eye, and we're losing the battle for truth on that issue because so many of our patriots call them people of the Torah, the Old Testament, and the prophets. Well, that is absolutely false. They are not so. They are imposters, and their lies and the wealth they've stolen is what they have going. And we need to win this battle for truth, Phil, and we're losing.
Well, we are, Ted, and I'll tell you something. It is costing lives. It is costing treasure. And how much more blood and treasure does the United States government have to give up to the state of Israel? They got nuclear weapons. They have the best conventional weapons in the world. If they want to go fight wars, let them fight them on themselves and leave America alone.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and answer if you'd like to, Mahmoud.
And if they've got this, they claim on their side, why do they need America or the rest of the Western world to support them to fight their dirty work? They liars, they thieves, they stole Palestinian land, they still continue in a daily basis, they harass Christian and burn their places of worship and spit in them, and they tell them we're going to kill you like we killed Jesus. And when I see here in America Christian Zionists support the state of Israel, like 2 years ago they were having a function honoring Israel, I tell you what, my blood was boiled. I went with a Christian friend of mine named Tammy. We drove 2 hours. We have flyer, we have poster, we have pill horn, we have PA system challenging these people. How dare you support a country, honor a country who killed American in cold blood. And we cited 10 reasons why we shouldn't honor Israel. And let me tell you, the first 4 reasons is all of them about killing or harassing or kidnapping American citizens. And number 1 was it's the USS, the assault in USS Liberty. When you ask them about it, they look at you dumbfounded. Like, how dare you support and honor a country that killed U.S. citizens in cold blood?
I'm going to have to get you all back on air again. Thank you, Patrick, Nick, and Ted. Thanks for calling in, folks. Remember, sports are sponsors. Real news, real talk, real people, RBN. So sports are sponsors. Continue to listen to RBN. God bless you. See you next week. Mahmoud, I'll get you back on air. Thanks. Goodbye.